Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win a prize in a random game I have created. We'll also talk about Mecole Hardman, who appears to be in the doghouse. The actions tell us he is in the doghouse. The words tell us he is in the doghouse. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But if you haven't read it today, I would highly encourage you to go on the Kansas City Star's website and read the story from Sam Mellinger of the Kansas City Star. The headline reads, Eric Berry opens up about his Chiefs stardom, cancer, love of cars, and possible NFL return. And the first paragraph of this story, I think, perfectly sums up Eric Berry. Not too long ago, Eric Berry was among the most famous people in Kansas City. His 29 jersey was on the backs of kids, their parents. His picture was on billboards. His name has been on three separate all-pro teams, and then one day he was gone. Eric Berry is not someone who does a lot of media. He does not talk to a lot of people. A lot of people have tried to get Eric Berry on their radio show, and he has always declined. He sat down and talked to Sam Mellinger for an hour. I would highly encourage everybody to go on there and read about it. So Rob and I were having a debate, a fun conversation, however you want to put it. Rob, hit me some music. Is it fair to put Eric Berry on the Always Hurt team? I see both sides of the coin here, Rob. On one side of the coin, Rob, he had the torn ACL. He missed an entire season. The injury in which eventually got him out of the league is basically the same injury that John Wall has. It's like a heel injury. I can't think of the name off the top of my head. I understand his body broke down for other reasons, and he did have cancer. But is Eric Berry fair to put on the Always Hurt team? Because there are some guys we know are on the Always Hurt team. Sammy Watkins is on the Always Hurt team. Tony Moyaki is on the Always Hurt team. Sanders Cummings, he might be the team captain of the Always Hurt teams. DeAnthony Thomas was always on the Always Hurt All-Stars. Is it fair to put Eric Berry on the Always Hurt team?
No, it is not fair. You can't open the show saying Kansas City treated him unfairly and then turn around an hour later and put him on the Always Hurt All-Stars in the same breath as Sanders Cummings. One of the major reasons why Eric Berry struggled to get back on the field and playing at a high level again was he had cancer. Chemotherapy hurt his body. I know he came back the year after cancer as an all-pro, but there is a long-term effect on your body when you have cancer, and it did, I think, eventually break his body, which led to the it's not in my spirit conversation. I don't think it's fair to put him in the same grouping as a Sammy Watkins, a Sanders Cummings, a Tony Moyaki, a Brody Croyle. guys who never got to live up to their, what we were told, potential because their bodies were broken from the word go. Eric Berry's not on this team.
I don't think it's fair to put Berry on the same list that it appears Christian McCaffrey is headed towards. Like, I'm trying to remember the last time Christian McCaffrey was fully healthy was against Kansas City a year ago. Like, he signed that contract and his body just started to fall apart like Operation. I don't know if it's fair to put him on the list. But then Spectre threw out, is Jamal Charles on that list? And that's just a step too far to me. Now we've taken the always hurt all-stars just a step too far, and I'm uncomfortable with going there. We're definitely not putting Jamal on that list, are we? We're not putting Jamal on that list. I don't think putting Jamal on the list is right. If you want to put Sanders Cummings on the list, fine. If you want to put Spencer Ware on this team, fine. Charkandrick West on this team, I'm willing to do it. Jamal, you've taken it too far. You've taken the joke too far once you put Jamal on the list.
Jamal missed, what, one season when he tore his ACL, then came back and was fantastic. And while me and the text line disagree on if he should be a Hall of Famer, he shouldn't. It's unfair to call him an always hurt all-star when you had one major injury, just one. That's not always hurt. That's just playing football. That's like saying Adrian Peterson's an always hurt all-star. No, he just had the one year. It's called football. It's a war of attrition. No. Jamal Charles also not allowed on this list.
You can fade the music now.
Now, Nile Davis, welcome aboard the grouping, buddy, but not Jamal Charles.
No, he's definitely on the team. Let me ask you this. If you saw somebody wearing a Charles Jacksonville Jaguars jersey, would you think that it's real? Do you think there is a human being out in the wild who has a authentic or a real replica? Like, I'm not saying you got to go get the $250 jersey. You know what I mean? You can go down to Rally House and get the nice, you know, you can get the nice $75 jersey. But that's real. You know, I would consider that a real jersey. Some of you getting your jerseys off eBay and you know they fake. If you saw somebody with the real Jamal Charles Jacksonville Jaguars jersey, would you believe that it's real? Because he technically played for Jacksonville for two games. He got 6 carries for 7 yards, and we've never seen Jamal Charles again. I think it'd be cool to have the Jamal Charles Jacksonville Jaguars jersey. If you're wearing the Broncos Jamal Charles jersey, you once again have taken it too far. You've gone a step too far here. He actually, like, really played for the Broncos. He played for the Broncos for 14 games. He played for the Broncos longer than Derek Johnson played for the Raiders. Derek Johnson played for the Raiders for about 4 weeks and was like, yeah, I ain't got it no more. I'm done. I'm tapping out. I don't want anything to do. So tomorrow, if I walked in here with the Jamal Charles Jacksonville Jaguars jersey, would you believe that it's real?
I believe it's real because you're in Kansas City. I don't believe there are any real Jacksonville fans, period. Secondarily, I don't believe there are any real Jacksonville fans who went out and bought a Jamal Charles jersey. If you're a hardcore Chiefs fan, you're hoping that this jersey puts a little money in Jamal Charles' pocket. Good for you. But I think the number of people that did that is pretty small, but I think it'd be cool to own a Jags one. The same way, if I owned a Patrick Ewing Magic jersey, I think that would be cool. That'd be fun. But I agree. The Broncos is too far.
That would be actually really cool. Someone asked a good question. Is it fair to put Clyde Edwards-Helaire on the always hurt list? I don't think it's fair to put Clyde on the always hurt list. I don't think it's fair. I don't think he's been hurt enough or missed enough time to be on the always hurt list. You know what I think it is? I think that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is under 6 foot and trying to play in the NFL. I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is my size and trying to play in the NFL, which you're not going to play a full 17-game schedule if you're my size and you play running back in the National Football League. You're just not going to be healthy all the time if that's the case.
I don't think it's unfair to at least have him be an honorable mention. He's been eligible for what? Under 35 games in his NFL career? He's played in what? 15 of them?
If it's fair to put Clyde Edwards-Helaire on there, you have to put Chris Jones on there.
I have no problem putting Chris Jones on there.
Chris Jones is good for missing at least 3 to 4 weeks a season. He missed a playoff game one time. We don't talk about it.
shows you the difference. Like, you always talk about, like, once you're loved, you're loved. Once you're hated, you're hated. Clyde's trending a bad direction because no one ever talks about Chris Jones' injury problems.
I wouldn't put Chris Jones on the always hurt list.
I think he's an honorable mention.
I wouldn't put him on the always hurt list.
Chris Jones is defense Sammy Watkins without the
I'm not putting him on the – Sammy Watkins is different.
He was gone 4 weeks
Sammy Watkins hasn't played week six. I'm serious. This is not hyperbole. He has not played week six the last 4 years in the league. That's always hurt. That's always hurt. He hasn't played week six. He's missed week six, seven, and eight the last 3 years in the league. That's always hurt. I'm not putting Chris Jones a ding here, a ding there. Guys are going to get hurt and miss time. That's the league. That's the league. It's a 100% injury game. Mahomes misses games. Tyreek Hill has missed. You're going to miss games. Missing games doesn't put you on the always hurt list. Christian McCaffrey hasn't played in 2 years. That puts you on the list. Missing a game here, a game there. I don't think that puts you on the always hurt list.
I'm just double checking. In consecutive seasons, Chris Jones has not played in week 5 or 6.
Yes, I'm saying.
I mean, that's trending towards Sammy Watkins. Back-to-back seasons, he's missing week 5 and 6.
But Jones, though,
has played week 5 and 6 before. You're right.
No, but Jones typically, though, plays at least 12. I can't put you on the always hurt list if you're playing 12 or more games a year. I mean, the last 3 seasons for Jones, 14 starts, 12 starts, 11 starts. Yeah, like you... You're not always available, but you're not always hurt. Those are two different things. Some guys are always available. Will Shields was always available. Tony Gonzalez was always available. I'm not saying that's what Chris Jones is, but let's not go to the other end of the spectrum and call him DeAnthony Thomas.
I mean, Chris Jones is probably in that same category as Frank Clark, right? They're not always hurt, but they're not always available.
Ooh, so someone said, what about Saquon Barkley? Yeah, Saquon Barkley is always hurt.
I mean, yeah.
Saquon Barkley is always hurt.
Saquon Barkley is like CMC. Get that money and then just ice it down. Call it a career. Hurt.
No, the difference is Barkley's hurt on that rookie deal. Christian McCaffrey was healthy as a rookie, and then the moment he signed that contract, his limbs just blew away. It just always hurt. It's always hurt. We were curious to know if that lands you on the always hurt list. Coming up, we need 4 callers to 913-576-7610. We are going to play a very quick game. We will give you a chance to win a prize, and then we'll talk about Mecole Hardman, who is clearly in the doghouse. All that next. Stick around. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. We are going to push back our conversation about Mecole Hardman at 3:30. Some of you were waiting with bated breath to hear what I have to say about Mecole Hardman. We will get to it. We have some breaking news right now in the NFL. Rob, hit me. Tampa Bay Buccaneer wide receiver Antonio Brown and Mike Edwards both have been suspended without pay for 3 games because they misrepresented their vaccination status as defined by the NFL COVID-19 protocols. Antonio Brown will lose over $500,000 due to this suspension. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. We will push back our conversation about Mecole Hardman to 3:30. Before we do that, I want to give you a chance to win a prize. So, Rob, I want to play a very simple game here. If you can pull up the Price is Right music. I want to play a very simple game is we have been talking a lot about Eric Berry today, right? He spoke to Sam Mellinger of the Kansas City Star for the first time in 3 years. So I want to see who can get the closest to how much money Eric Berry made without going over Drive Price is Right style. Hit it, Rob. All right, Tyler, David, John, and Dave, you know the rules. Cannot go over. Eric Berry played 10 seasons for the Kansas City Chiefs. Tyler, how much money did Eric Berry make in his NFL career?
Let's go 95.
$95 million. Dave, you know the Price is Right rules. How much money did Eric Berry make in his NFL career?
Let's go with the roughly 52.3
million. $52.3
million.
John, how much money did Eric Berry make in his NFL career without going over? If you get it right, you'll get a prize.
I think it's probably around, let's say, I'm going to round it up and go 56 million.
Okay, all right. John's giving him $56 million. All right, David, you were the last one here. Eric Berry played 10 seasons for the Kansas City Chiefs. How much money did he make?
I'm going to say 82 million.
All right, David has Eric Berry for a smooth $82 million. Rob, how much do you have for Eric Berry's career earnings?
I'm going to have him at $75
million. All right, Rob has it at $75 million. The final answer. Eric Berry, in 10 seasons, made $93.8 million. David, you are the winner of The Price is Right. He's on hold. David, stay there. We'll get you a prize here. Just stick around. Congratulations on winning your prize, $93.8 million. Y'all would never hear from me either. Let's say I did this job for 10 years and I made $93 million. Yeah, I'm retiring at 30-something the way Eric Berry did, and you'd never hear from me again under any circumstances. Ever. If I made that kind of money, I'd be Marlins man. Rob, you would only see me courtside at NBA games. That's the only time you'd see me. Courtside at NBA games. If I made $93 million and could retire at the age of 34 the way Eric Berry did. What a life. What a life. All right, Rob, let's talk about this here. And I understand the vaccine and vaccination cards is a tough subject for everybody, but we're all adults here, and this is the top story in the NFL. Antonio Brown, no one cares about the other individual, has been suspended for 3 games without pay for misrepresenting his vaccination status as defined by the NFL protocol. Now, I will say this. The NFL has created this situation by making the rules so drastically different for vaccinated and unvaccinated players. You will be kidding yourself if you think the only player in the NFL or the only player in hockey the way we saw or there's no NBA player with the fake vaccination card, especially the way that the rules are designed. I'm not saying it's right to have a fake vaccination card and misrepresent your vaccination status, but we all live on Earth and we all live here in America. And if you know the NFL protocols, being on the non-vaccinated list stinks. Being on the vaccinated list sort of has its own perks. The real message about this is, if you know that you have a fake vaccination card, if you know, I don't know what a fake vaccination card looks like. I got a real one. Rob, you got a real one. But I've seen them. They're paper with stickers on them. They seem really easy to fake, right? And if you've been somewhere where they check vaccination cards, the people that are checking them have no clue what they're looking at. We're being honest, right? We're all adults here. If you have a fake vaccination card, no one will know unless you tell them. So if you, Antonio Brown, and you know you riding dirty in this situation, A, why are you telling people? And B, why are you screwing over the people that know you got a fake vaccination card? Why are you doing that? I'm not even mad at Antonio Brown for faking the vaccination thing. Some of you might be mad. I'm not mad at that. I'm mad at you for being a dummy is what I'm mad at. That's what I'm mad at you for doing. Because what you did is stupid. You know you're not vaccinated, and you've been getting away with this. Nobody's bothering you. You get to be in the locker room with everybody else. You get to be in the dining hall, in the weight room with everybody else. You're just having a great time. But of course, you're Antonio Brown. Who Antonio Brown has a history of not paying people for services. This is not an opinion at this point. It's a fact. He has a history of not paying people for services. So if you know that you out here with the fake Pfizer card, why are you stiffing people on the bill? You don't think that energy is going to come back to you, Rob? You got to think at some point the energy is going to come back, right? Like, let's say that I was stealing things from the break room here, Rob, and you know, you my boy, but I constantly keep screwing you over. You know what could potentially happen? You go tell somebody higher up, hey, Carrington's stealing cups from the break room. You should go check. This is stupid. Now, this is the difference between Antonio Brown and Aaron Rodgers. This is the difference. Aaron Rodgers was lying to us. He wasn't lying to them. The NFL knew that he wasn't vaccinated. He wasn't walking around with the fake Pfizer card or the fake J&J card. He was walking around with those herbs and spices that he got from Joe Rogan, and they knew that he wasn't. So he was violating the COVID protocols, but in a much different way than Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown was lying to them. Hey, I got vaccinated. Look, I got this card from CVS to prove it. They looked at it. Looks all right. And that was it. They're not checking these vaccination cards. They're not. Again, we're all adults here. We can acknowledge this. I've been to a place that they tell you, hey, you got to have your vaccination card. Those people have no clue what they're looking at. One time I showed them to them, it was a screenshot on my phone. I could have had Rob's vaccination card. They ain't checking. But if you know you moving like that, you just got to move accordingly. And of course, Antonio Brown was not moving accordingly because he's Antonio Brown and he's an idiot.
So I may disagree with you a little bit on, I'm a little more angry than you on the fact he had a fake vaccine card and supposedly spent like $500 on it. Seems pretty easy to get the real vaccine for free, but that's neither here nor there. This is just another example of reaping what you sow, Antonio Brown. When you go out of your way to not pay your personal chef, but then ask your personal chef to give you the hookup for the fake vaccine card, then you screw your personal chef with goods and services not being paid, you have to expect he's going to go out there and tell people, hey, he reached out to me about getting a fake vaccine card. That 100% is going to come your way. It's like when we had the video of the doctor with when he was with the Raiders. Things bad happen to Antonio Brown because he does them to himself. It's that simple. Now, I know Aaron Rodgers only got a fine and the suspension is worse, But 3 games for violating the protocols for 10 weeks of the season, having a fake vaccine card, seems light to me. You mentioned it. The rules are a lot tougher for people who aren't vaccinated versus vaccinated. If you're going to really have these hardline rules, shouldn't you be punishing it more than 3 week suspension? That seems wrist slapping to me.
Yeah, it does a little bit. And again, like to me, the big difference with Aaron Rodgers is the NFL knew Aaron Rodgers' vaccination status. They're two different things to me. Antonio Brown turned in a fake vaccination card, at least from everything Aaron Rodgers. They knew he wasn't going to take the vaccine. He then showed them, hey, I did these things that I think protect me from COVID. He handed them the information. They rejected it. He just moved on with his life and chose not to get the vaccine. I think they're two very different situations. I'm actually on Aaron Rodgers' side here, and I was critical of Aaron Rodgers, but I'm on Aaron Rodgers' side here. He wasn't fooling his employer. He might have fooled the guy from the Green Bay Gazette. He might have fooled Rob Britton, radio producer, our Carrington Harrison sports talk host. He wasn't fooling them. Antonio Brown went down to fake like he went down to CVS, pulled up fakecovidcard.com, and ordered one. That's a lot different. You can't be doing that. That's a federal crime. You can't do that. Someone on the text line says, so you're not mad that he's a cheater, just that he's a bad cheater, basically. I mean, at this point, there's no benefit in being mad at anybody for being unvaccinated. Like, at this point, you made a decision. You're either going to be vaccinated or you're not. Like, I can encourage you to go get vaccinated, but you're going to choose to do it or you're not going to choose to do it. But at least if you're going to operate that way, if you're going to operate like, hey, I'm unvaccinated, at least stand on it. He was out here faking it.
In a weird way, I have more respect now for Cole Beasley than I did Aaron Rodgers and Antonio Brown. I disagree with him, but he came out and said what he said. I'm going to stand by it. Good for Cole Beasley. We disagree, but at least he was honest about disagreeing with me.
And Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins said it all goofy way. He was like, I'm going to surround myself in plexiglass.
Kirk Cousins is just, he's just goofy. Kirk Cousins himself is just a goofy individual. He's just goofy. Someone said Rodgers lied also. Yes, to us, not to them. That's the point I want you. Lying to us and lying to them are two completely different things. Aaron Rodgers lied to the media. Antonio Brown lied to the man. That's two different things. You can lie to me. I don't care. It doesn't matter one way or the other. I don't really care. I wouldn't encourage lying to your employer about your vaccination status. I just wouldn't encourage you doing that. Aaron did not do that. He said, I'm taking this herbs and turpentine. Joe Rogan told me to take this Robitussin that was going to help me with the Rona, and I'm going on about my day. That's what he said. But if that's how you're going to move, just move a little smarter than you're moving, AB. Just move a little smarter. But no, you're just dumb. We've seen enough evidence. I don't like calling people dumb, but Antonio Brown is dumb. We have enough evidence that guilty. He's guilty. He's guilty. He's dumb. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk about Mecole Hardman, who has been placed in the doghouse. That's next. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Ben Heisler of BetSided. If you have a fantasy football question, now's the perfect time to do it. I know the season's starting to wind down. We're getting close to the fantasy football playoffs. Rob, are you in a fantasy league? Are you a fantasy football player?
I am in a fantasy league. I dabble. I do a little bit of it. Not well, but I do it.
Well, the fact that you've never brought it up to me lets me know that you're not very good at it. Because anybody who's really good at fantasy football tells you that they're really good at fantasy football. No one is winning fantasy football in silence. It's kind of like people who are really making money on cryptocurrency. Nobody is quietly making money on crypto. Like, you're telling a bunch of people that you're making money in crypto.
I mean, I'm not fantasy guy. I'm not the guy who walks around telling you, like, man, it's a real tough week for me because Dalvin Cook's hurt. That's not my vibe. You know that about me.
Coming up in a little bit, we will get real fantasy advice from Ben Heisler. He is with BetSided. If you have a fantasy question, now's the perfect time to get your question in. 913-576-7610. All right, let's talk about Mecole Hardman. We're doing this a little bit later than I thought we were going to do. I had no clue that Antonio Brown was going to be suspended for the next three games for handing out the fake Pfizer card. So, all right. Mecole Hardman is starting to inch closer and closer to the doghouse. I think you can argue that he's already in the doghouse, to be completely honest with you about it. So, Mecole Hardman has seen his opportunities and snaps completely dwindle over the last few weeks. Mecole Hardman was, I would say, a pretty constant staple of the offense for the first 9 weeks of the season. But the last 2 weeks, he has been on the field for 24% of the snaps against the Las Vegas Raiders. He was on the field for 12% of the snaps against the Dallas Cowboys. So he's not this team's number two wide receiver. He's not this team's number three wide receiver based on only being on the field for less than 20% of the snaps. So fast forward to today, and this is what Dave Tobe had to say about special teams. If you remember, Mecole Hardman was helping you in kickoff and punt return. Not so fast, my friend, says Dave Tobe.
Trying to get a spark. You know, we're not giving up on Mecole by any means. I mean, he's, you know, obviously probably the most dynamic guy we have. But just a little bit, maybe just sit back and watch a little bit and you know, watch from the sideline. Maybe that'll, you know, help your confidence and maybe a little bit and watch somebody else do it. I mean, because, you know, we're happy with Mike. Does a great job. He's a good catcher and makes good decisions. And, you know, so, you know, we just want to get that part of our game going. So, I mean, you try different things like that.
Is this something you're anticipating going forward, or is this?
Yeah, right now, yeah. I mean, right now, that's what we're going to go with. You know, and you know, we always know we got McColl. We know we got Tyreek. I mean, so you know, there's a lot worse situations in the NFL than we have right now. So, well, we have guys that we can use.
What's McColl Hardman's role on this team right now? Does anyone have a clear and definitive answer about what his role is? He's not their number two wide receiver. And that's it. He's not their number two wide receiver. He played in 12 snaps the last time. That's what he is. He's not their number two wide receiver with 12 snaps. He's no longer really helping them in special teams. This is what phasing a player out looks like. That's what it looks like. This is what phasing a player out looks like. You go from playing in 60 to 70% of snaps to now you're in the 15 to 30 range, and they demoted you off special teams. McCall Hardman is not going to be on the team next year. It's that simple. You know how the Chiefs make it a habit of picking up other teams' failed second and first round picks? Like when you acquire DeAndre Baker or Mike Hughes or a Damian Wilson or a Darren Lee, and we can like go through the names. Emmanuel Ogba. You know how that's like what Veach does? Other general managers do that too. And you know what McCall Hardman is starting to look more and more like? A failed first or second round pick for the Kansas City Chiefs. A guy that doesn't have a position. A guy who is not a number two or number three wide receiver. He doesn't help you in the run game, and he doesn't help you on special teams. Well, what do you do here? This is the end for McCall Hardman. Now, it could adjust if an injury happens, but if this was a player on defense, I think we all would be on the same page here. Remember Orlando Scandrick? This feels a lot like what happened to Le'Veon Bell or McCoy a couple of years ago. Remember, they used McCoy the first, 8 to 10 weeks of the season, and then magically he just wasn't a part of their offense anymore. It just sort of faded away. They went with the guys that they liked. They felt really comfortable about their rotation, and that was it. That's what this feels like with McCall Hardman. They gave it a try for the first 9 weeks of the season. It didn't work for them. And now fast forward, we're moving on. We're giving Byron Pringle more of an opportunity. We're getting Josh Gordon on the field more. Now, they ain't throwing it to him more, but we're going to give him more opportunities. I'm not saying that McCall Hardman's not going to see the field or not touch the ball the rest of the season, but they are decreasing his usage, not increasing it. They're giving him fewer responsibilities, not more responsibilities. They're giving Josh Gordon more responsibility on the field. I think this is the beginning of the end for McCall Hardman. I'd be surprised, based on the way that it's trending, if he's on the roster next year.
The only thing I'll push back with you here on is the idea they're going to cut him. Because outside of Breland Speaks, Brett Veach draft picks that don't hit the way that he anticipated, they remain on the roster well beyond when they should. Dorian O'Daniel, still on the roster. No one knows why, but he is. Armani Watts remains on the roster. He gets a little more snaps than most. Colin Saunders, he's on an IR. That's how I know he's still on the roster. Guys Brett Veach drafts, Breland Speaks excluded, ride it out on the roster. So everything you're saying about Hardman is right. They don't have a role for him. They're not using him, et cetera, et cetera. I do not believe they are cutting him year end. I think they're going to ride out all 4 years because that's what Brett Veach does with his draft picks.
Yeah, we say that though, but I don't know if they've had a pick, Rob, that's failed in the way that this has failed, right? Like the Breland Speaks was an extreme example. Like he's just not an NFL player. Like they really misevaluated the position when it came to him. But I think we can be honest, like, I don't know how the Chiefs season is going to end, right? No clue how the Chiefs season is going to end. They could win the Super Bowl. They could lose in the first round of the playoffs. That's how weird this year is. They're going to need to make some clear adjustments. One of the adjustments that they're going to need to make is number two wide receiver. They don't have one on their roster. And if you're telling me the plan this offseason is going to be let's wait for Josh Gordon and hope that Josh Gordon can be what he hasn't been since 2012, I would tell Brett Veach that's a really bad plan. I would look at their wide receiver group and say, you know what all of these guys are. You know what Mecole Hardman is at this point. You know him better than anybody. DeMarcus Robinson has had multiple chances to leave the Chiefs, and no one seems to want him but you. You know what Byron Pringle is, and look at his age. He's 29 years old. And look at Josh Gordon. You need to spend a significant resource and or resources this offseason at the position. And part of it is knowing when to get up from the table. That's what part of it is. Part of it is acknowledging when you've lost and when it's time to get up from the table and get something from Mecole Hardman. You get a sixth round pick. Somebody thinks that he's better suited in their offense than yours, and you just move on and you improve at the position. But I'm just looking at the way that it's trending and the way that it looks right now. It just does not look good for the former second round pick. Let's go to the phone lines, 913-576-7610. If you got a question, now's the time to get your questions in. Ben Heisler joins us on the show. He's with BetSided. His appearances are brought to you by Twin Peaks, where you can eat, drink, and see the scenic views. Ben, how you doing, my friend?
What's happening, C-Dot? How you been?
I'm feeling good. Do you think there's any chance the Broncos win this weekend?
There's always a chance. I mean, I remember I was in a Survivor League last year. It was week 14 or 15, and I had the Los Angeles Rams at home against the winless New York Jets, and sure enough, I was no longer in that Survivor League after that game. It's absolutely possible, and the Broncos have been one of the streakier teams in the NFL. Andy Reid's been as good as anybody, as you know, against coming off the bye, but he's 6-6 against the spread over his last 12 games. So I think it's always in play, but I'd be stunned if it happens.
Yeah, I'd be stunned if it happens, too. The real kind of humorous thing that's what's happened over the last couple of days is we've been kind of transitioning and talking more about the game. Even the Broncos people don't think they're going to win this game. Like, I'm with you. You can always come up with the any given Sunday. The Broncos people that we've had on the show, and we've had two so far this week, they're not even trying to come up with the any given Sunday. Like, they're just resigned to the fact of, yeah, that we're going to lose on Sunday.
Right, and I don't think the Broncos have gotten to win against Kansas City since 2015. So there's been a plethora of coaches that have come through that, and several quarterbacks to go along with it. And I understand the sentiment. Like, the Broncos started off great and they lost four in a row, and now they've won three of their last four. But it's also timing. That's everything in the NFL too, right? If you would have gotten the Chiefs early to the midway portion of the season, I think those Broncos beat writers or experts that you've had on would have a very different perspective. Everything is about a week-to-week level, and right now the Chiefs are one of the hottest teams in the NFL.
There's a lot of teams that I think are in a put-up or shut-up category this weekend. Los Angeles at Cincinnati. Cincy coming off the really impressive blowout win against Pittsburgh. Los Angeles is doing typical Los Angeles things, and they're having a Chargers free fall. Who do you like in Chargers-Bengals?
I actually think the Chargers are in a good spot, especially if the line continues to move to Cincinnati. I think the Chargers are live in that game additionally, but I think the public is all over the Bengals because of what they saw last week. They saw another blowout. They saw a dominant performance from Joe Mixon, who I think has now a touchdown in nine consecutive games. But it's hidden some flaws for Cincinnati. Joe Burrow, in his second year, is second in the NFL in interceptions. Jamar Chase has cooled off after one of the most impressive starts for a rookie that I've ever seen. And they still have a lot of questions when it comes to their secondary. I know that their defense overall has looked better, but they kind of put the game out of reach, and it's made a lot of their wins look probably better than they really are. Conversely, if the Chargers can figure out how to stop the run, that's really their lone weakness this year. I also think you've seen opportunities see that when Justin Herbert has an opportunity to throw downfield. He's about as good as anybody, and that needs to be part of the game plan this week. They give him time to throw. They incorporate Austin Eckler into the mix. They're able to use play action, take some chances with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. They're going to be in this game against Cincinnati, but I think everyone's kind of ruled them out because of their inconsistencies and their ability to stop the run. It almost feels like it's too easy to take Cincinnati, and I feel like I have to go on the other side here.
I would say another put-up-or-shut-up game is in the AFC North between Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is probably the worst team that's at 500 or better. I just don't like that team's offense. Ben Roethlisberger looks absolutely cooked. Who do you like in Ravens at Steelers?
Another game that is going to be a pros versus Joes type game. There's actually been some money coming in on Pittsburgh even though the line has kind of remained the same. Pittsburgh at home getting 3.5 is something that is actually somewhat appealing to me because their defense is going to play better. They've actually done very well historically against Lamar Jackson over the course of his career. And let's not forget, if you look at Baltimore, they're at the top of the AFC and they have a very good coach and an MVP caliber quarterback and plenty of playmakers for him, but they're as banged up as anybody. Their defense at stopping the pass has been amongst the worst in the NFL, like bottom three at stopping the passing game. That's alarming. And yeah, Ben Roethlisberger is cooked, but at the age of 39 years old, he's not doing much to take the ball downfield. But I think they'll hang around, especially at home. Like, this is one of those games that's going to be ugly and kind of gross, but I think he'll make some plays down the stretch to actually keep Pittsburgh hanging around. So Baltimore might end up winning this game, but I really do like Pittsburgh to cover it 3.5.
Heist, normally going into December, we have a decent idea of who can win NFL MVP. I don't know if anyone has a decent idea of who's going to win NFL MVP. I assume Brady is probably the favorite to do so, but it doesn't feel like he sort of has this thing wrapped up. If you had to suggest the value bet or the play that you like the best for NFL MVP, which side would you take?
I mean, if you would have asked me a couple weeks ago, I would have said Pat Mahomes because he was sitting at 75-1 over at WinBet Sportsbook, and now he's at 7+750, so 7.5-1. So his odds have been cut by, 1,000%. There's no longer a lot of value there. I still think if the Chargers can get things figured out, Herbert at plus 1,600 is in play. Matt Stafford's been atrocious the last few weeks, but the Rams still have as much talent as anybody if they can all of a sudden go on a massive winning streak. And he looks like the quarterback that we saw in the first half of the season. He was hanging around. I don't think there's value on Jonathan Taylor. I know how dominant he's been since the middle of the season, but running backs just don't win this award. Derrick Henry had a 2,000-yard season last year, didn't sniff it. So even though he's sitting there at plus 1,600 or 20-1, I don't think it's in play for him. So I think guys like Herbert, Matthew Stafford certainly in the mix as well. And if Dak Prescott and the Cowboys can get themselves back on track, the Cowboys could wrap up their division within a couple weeks. And I think you have to give a tremendous amount of credit to the sustainability of that offense. It's been bad the last couple weeks, but if he gets back on track and makes a run, and Brady struggles, then I think he's absolutely once again back in the mix.
All right, I need you to give me your start and sits, and then I'll go through the text line.
Okay, starting this week, I mentioned him already. I think Justin Herbert is in line for a really nice game. He's got multiple touchdowns in 7 of his last 9 games. A player that I'm actually a little bit concerned about this week is someone that's actually had a great fantasy season. That's Kirk Cousins. The Lions are just starting to play a little bit more tough, but they've, for whatever reason, the Vikings have had issues against the Lions. I don't think they're going to go and lose. I don't think Detroit's getting their first win. But Cousins was not particularly effective. It's probably going to be a big Alexander Mattison game if they're trying to control tempo and possession. So I don't like Kirk Cousins, even though he's been a top 8 fantasy quarterback this year. As far as running backs go, I'm looking at a guy that I just mentioned, Alexander Mattison. Like, that's the guy that's going to get 20-25-plus carries. I think Cordarrelle Patterson in the passing game is going to be an interesting play. You don't typically play running backs against Tampa, but Patterson is going to catch a bunch of passes, and they're double-digit underdogs at home, and he's had much better home road splits this year. Guy that I'm probably staying away from is Najee Harris. He's been really good, really solid for Pittsburgh, but the Ravens, for as much issues as they've had on the defensive side of the ball, they are very good at stopping the run. Second best rate. It's slowing down the run per game in the NFL. And then a wide receiver that I think is certainly an intriguing spot this week, Michael Pittman. I think the Colts are going to go off against Houston. They just put up massive numbers. He didn't have a great game against them last time back in week 6, only 2 catches for 35 yards. But this is a great bounce back week for him.
All right, Rob, hit my music. All right, Heist, we're going to speed through these. Should I take a flyer on Allen Robinson for the rest of the year?
Yeah, if he's just sitting there and you got nobody else, I think they're going to start to get him a little bit more touches and opportunities. He's building more chemistry with Justin Fields.
Should I play Amari Cooper tonight?
Yeah, if he's healthy, you got to play him.
Would you play Dak Prescott tonight going up against that defense?
Yeah, that defense got gashed for 70-something points over the last 2 weeks. In the dome, they're favored by 6. I think he's sitting in a good spot. Yeah, I like him to throw for at least a couple touchdowns tonight, too.
Heist, are you leery of playing any Chiefs going up against the Broncos defense, who's top 3 in the league?
No, because it's still the Chiefs, and they're finally starting to get back on track. I'm not playing the fringe guys. I'm not starting Mecole Hardman, but Mahomes is a yes. Kelce is a yes. Edwards-Helaire is a yes. Tyreek Hill, for sure, yes. You don't ever sit those guys.
Someone asked Hunter Renfrow or Montgomery.
Ooh, Renfrow's been, if you're in a PPR league, he's been one of the more consistent receivers actually all year. With Montgomery going up against Arizona, he'll get touches, but I just don't know what the Bears are going to be able to do on the offensive side of the ball. I prefer Renfrow because I think he's got more of a guarantee for points.
This is my question, the last question we'll ask. Who do you want to make the college football playoff?
That's really, really interesting. I don't need to see Alabama this year. If they beat Georgia, I get it and I won't fight it. But Georgia deserves it regardless of whether they win or lose. I suppose Michigan has done enough to warrant consideration. I'd like to see Cincinnati in there because I feel like if you've gone and run the table, you're worthwhile. And then this is kind of crazy. Like I'd be curious to see Notre Dame in there as well, moving on from Brian Kelly. Like without Brian Kelly, I think Notre Dame is actually somewhat rootable. And so I kind of want to see how they do without Kelly because I've never been a fan of it. So give me Georgia, give me Michigan, Cincinnati, and Notre Dame.
That's Ben Heisler. He is brought to you by Twin Peaks, where you can eat, drink, and see the scenic views. Heis, when are you and I going to go to Twin Peaks?
Whenever you want. I mean, I got a wife with a broken leg at home, so I got to call a babysitter or something. But you let me know, dude. I will make time for you.
I mean, we can do carry out. I'll come over.
You can absolutely do carry out. Come on over to the crib.
All right, that's my guy, Benny Heis, man. Thank you, Ben. I can't wait to go over there and eat Twin Peaks to go. Do you think people get Twin Peaks to go? You think that's a thing?
I mean,
it seems like a major part of the Twin Peaks experience is eating at Twin Peaks. Like, I know they allow to go orders, but I'm going to imagine that's not a very lucrative business for them.
I mean, 2/3 of their slogan are drinks and scenic views. You can't get drinks when you're leaving and you don't get the scenic views.
I know. Well, you're right. All right. I want full phone lines for this. 913-576-7610. I have a hypothetical question to ask you. Let's say that today Frank Clark and his agent went to Brett Veach and said, I want to come back next year. I like it here. I'm willing to drastically reduce my contract to play for the Chiefs next season. Would you want Frank Clark back in that scenario? I'll give you my answer next to the drive.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.